you can find the largest collection of global children's literature in the country in Tucson. The more than 40,000 books feature stories from around the world. In the latest story from our Untold Arizona series, KJZZ's Mariana Dale takes us into these worlds of words.
The director of the book collection is Kathy G. Short. She's showing me a gray plastic crate of books that just came in from Basel, Switzerland. I rip off the packing tape to find dozens of picture books inside. Short pulls out one with an orange and yellow cover.
It's from Egypt.
Okay.
Yep, it's in Arabic.
It opens from left to right. For us, backwards. But for this book, it's just right. It's the type of book Short would have never seen growing up in rural Ohio.
None of my family members had ever gone to college, and so that vision of who and what I could be was pretty limited.
Books were her escape, sometimes literally, from her four younger brothers.
There was a big cornfield behind my house, and in the middle of the cornfield was a tree, and so the farmer would plow around the tree, and it kind of created this oasis. So I would go through the cornfield to go to that tree to read.
When Short later became a teacher, books were a classroom tool.
My kids were writing their own stories, and people didn't think that first graders could do that. My passion is what happens when you bring books and children together.
And she believes there's something in those books for adults, too.
I think children's books get right to the heart of the story and the emotion. Children's books don't have the subplots with the subplots with the subplots with the subplots.
In 1989, Short moved to Tucson to become an assistant professor specializing in youth literature at the U of A. Short estimates she shipped maybe 100 cardboard boxes of paperback books, much to the surprise of the department head.
She started seeing the boxes arriving and she realized, oh, they're not exactly going to fit in a closet. And I'm like, you're hiring a children's literature person. You know, what do you expect? I come with books.
As Short became more well known, she received books directly from publishers. The cardboard box collection grew and eventually ended up in the basement after a colleague wondered whether the building's floor could stand the weight.
We were down in the deep dungeon. We didn't have windows and we were hidden.
But the collection was popular with guests. So Short and her colleagues fundraised to build a light-filled space on the fourth floor of the education building. On this Saturday, Worlds of Words is open to the public.
And we read it out loud in class, which was so funny.
I watch a group of high schoolers open a picture book called Cicada by Australian Sean Tan.
His name is Cicada.
The chatter stops. It's hard to capture on the radio, but that silence is what it sounds like when people fall headfirst into the pages in front of them. Pilar Muller whispers her reactions as she reads.
It's so dark.
She says it's dark. Though there's just a few words on each page, the book explores deep topics, like the feeling of being alienated at work. As soon as Muller and the others finish the book, the volume goes back up.
This is a book that I would never even see. I wouldn't know existed if I didn't come here.
The book lives in the Oceania and Australia section. Short has the collection organized by regions of the world.
We're trying to really highlight either books that have won awards or books that feature groups that have been misrepresented or underrepresented.
Today, 28% of children's books published in the U.S. feature a character of color. That's double what it was even a few years ago. For college student Aika Adamson, that means she didn't see her experience as half Japanese and Okinawan in the books she read growing up.
You start to think that you don't have any place in these happy, magical worlds.
She remembers when she was 8 years old, kids at school made fun of the traditional foods she brought for lunch.
They make a big deal of like moving to different tables, saying how my food stinks and all. And that really like hurt me.
Adamson wonders if they knew more about her culture, they'd have acted differently. She now works at the Worlds of Words surrounded by diverse books.
There's more and more people like me and other people who don't fit the usual like white, straight, cis kind of box. It's great to see that like these are becoming more normalized in the world.
In that way, books are a mirror where people can see themselves. For Kathy Short, though, they were something different.
Books for me was a way to, a window out onto the world. They weren't just a mirror, but they were what allowed me to envision something different for my life.
The books Short has so carefully collected in the Worlds of Words allow children and adults to do both. They can explore their own identity, whatever that is, and imagine another time and place. Mariana Dale, KJZZ News, Tucson.